Thursday, everyone.
Hello, hello.
It's always Thursday.
It feels like it's always Thursday.
I know. It really does. The weeks are flying by. It was a gloomy week. Lots of rain.
Yeah. It has been pretty gray the last couple days.
Cold.
Nasty. Fall. It's here.
I love fall, though.
Fall has fallen.
Is among us.
Fall is among us. You know, like they say spring has sprung. What's the one for fall?
Autumn is
awesome.
I don't think there is one.
I don't think there is one either. That's funny.
So today we have another exciting episode for you guys planned.
I know. How are we going to continue to top our episodes?
I don't know. I don't know. After we had our first guest, Brittany and Jason, we were like, how are we ever going to top them? But then we got like inspired to ask like a bunch of cool people to come on it. So we're like,
yeah, I think. So it's not about topping it. It's just about like continuously producing awesome freaking
with awesome inspiring shit, people. Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit first and then we'll get into the Zoom call with them. But today we're going to have on Maddie and Tay.
Yay.
Which I'm so excited about. Oh my God. I had the pleasure of meeting them, I think, 3 times now. They are adorable, so talented, so inspiring, and
they're pretty badass singers.
They're amazing. So if you guys have not heard of them and you're living under a rock, I highly suggest checking out their music. They both have beautiful voices and they're two best friends.
And they just came out with a new album in April.
Yeah.
And I think you guys all have to know. If you're a country music fan, you have to know their music.
Yeah. I think country music is just good for the soul. And, you know, I feel like no matter what situation you're going through in life, there's like a country song that can just help get you through it, which is awesome.
There's an answer for that in the music. That's funny because when we were doing the episode with Brittany and Jason a couple weeks ago, he was saying how country music has like that rap of like lost your dog, got divorced, then my truck caught on fire.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if you listen to any country song backwards, then it's positive, right?
You get it all back.
Yeah.
But it actually is like all pretty positive. Like I feel like they're all just such feel good.
It's all about just love and... Isn't the world just about love? Like, everyone needs a little bit more love.
Just a little love.
Everyone wants. That's all everybody wants.
Should we give away free hugs today?
I wish COVID wasn't here because I would just go and hug everybody. Is he kicking?
He literally just kicked.
She just lifts up her belly. Anybody? Lifts up her
Did
shirt.
Did you see? It just started jiggling.
Hi, my nephew.
Isn't that crazy? Like, all of a sudden.
How many weeks are you now?
29 weeks.
Oh, my God.
That was a big one.
That was a big kick.
That was a big
one. What fruit are you?
Cauliflower. So it's migrating from fruits to vegetables at this point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, crazy.
He's so cute.
It's so weird. Like, if you look in my belly button now.
You could see the Audi, you could see
how it's like a wood pop out.
Yeah, Amanda used to have like the never-ending belly button.
This was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, like it was like a
deep cavern of
deep hole that who knows what was going on.
The portal. the portal. Right.
I would like go up to him and be like, hello.
So funny. But anyway, he was jiggling around in there.
He's so cute. I can't wait to meet him. You're like in the home stretch.
I think there's 10 weeks left.
Okay, wait. We're going to call it now because I think I've said this in person, but just so we have it on recording. I think you are going to go early. Mm-hmm. What did you say? December 11th?
I feel December 11th.
I'm going to say December 17th.
I like the 17th. Brett says December 23rd.
Of course.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of 17. The 17th.
Ooh.
My birthday's in... 3 days.
Oh my God. And how old are we going to be?
The big 30.
No way.
I know. And I still have no birthday plans. How?
I mean, I think there's some things probably.
Yeah, there's like some things. I'm just like, normally, I don't know if I talked about this last week, but like normally I do like big extravagant things and you would think for 30 it would be like the biggest. But like, I don't know. This year I'm just kind of in the mood to just not do much, like just kind of chill. Like I know me and you said we would go maybe do like a little
spa weekend
or spa overnight somewhere, which is fun. Like all I really feel like doing right now.
You know what? We're getting to the age where maybe that's okay.
I know. We're in the age of Aquarius.
The age of Aquarius.
Did you know that? It's the coming of a new age, which means peace is coming our way. I know the world is in shambles right now.
And but everything, is the world in
it
shambles?
It is. Everywhere you look, true, there's negativity and bad and war and just so many terrible things happening. But it's the end of that all. It's all happening so that peace could make its way through. And we can all appreciate it. That's how I feel. She's looking at me like, what did you smoke?
There's been no smoking.
There has not been any smoking. No, I don't know. I haven't watched my shows that I watch in a while. But like, I know that I think all this that's happening right now is, you know, getting people in the mindset that like all anybody really wants is just like love, happiness, peace and family and
alignment and
right,
flow
alignment.
And
totally,
you know, it's really funny because, you know, like what I do for a living, of course, like I come across a lot of people who are just ready to shed that old identity of like, yeah, what society expects us to do as like human beings, like what we've grown up with, what our parents have grown up with, like just like typical, like graduate high school, go to college, graduate college, start a family, get your 9 to 5, then retire at 65. Like a lot of people are moving towards the like, I want to be happy and do something that feels really good and, you know, make love not war and love my life,
right? And like finding,
which is amazing,
right? Like, and finding like hobbies that you can turn into businesses, like doing stuff that you love, yeah, more of what you love and less of what's expected of you.
Which, you know, it's funny because I feel like that's exactly what Maddie and Tay have done. They've, yeah, turned their passion into
a business,
like into their business. What you've done, what I've done, you know, and I love that, and I think that's so courageous
and inspiring.
And inspiring,
totally. And there's no, like, it's never too late. Like, there's no age limit on doing something like that, which I think is also really cool. Like, you know, like college years, you're still super, super young. So it's like you can have one goal, one vision, go to college and then graduate and realize that you want to do something completely different, and that's okay. And or if you're 45 and you want to start a whole new career and do something for yourself, like that's okay too. Like there's never too late. 65, 75, it doesn't matter.
I have a student in her late 50s, mom's age.
Wow.
And she's just like, I'm sick and tired of corporate. I don't want to live this life anymore. Like, get me certified. Mm. I want to start my own business and coaching.
God bless her.
And that to me is even more inspiring than someone who's like 18 or 19.
Totally.
Because like, it's just really cool.
She's lived a lifetime already.
She's literally lived her entire life. And she's like, I just want to be happy.
That's beautiful.
It's so
I love
cool.
That.
I love it. She's so awesome.
That's what we need more of.
Totally.
I'm currently drinking. Sorry, I just took a sip of my decaf iced coffee.
See, like, I love the taste of coffee, like, just as much as you do. But I don't think I could just nurse a decaf coffee in the middle of the day. Like,
well,
for me, coffee's all about the caffeine.
It's not the middle of the night. It's getting late. And that's why I'm having decaf. Because I don't want to be up all night, but I just love the taste. Like, for me, it's just a taste.
Right.
I don't know. I don't drink coffee for the caffeine.
I
drink
do.
It. Yeah, you drink it black. I drink it with, like, extra almond milk and sugar.
If I drink any caffeine past noon, I'm up until the next day.
Really?
Yeah. My body chemistry has changed so much.
From being pregnant?
No, from being 30 plus.
Yeah.
From being 30 plus. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I definitely feel myself getting, like, I feel older, like the workouts are getting a little bit harder. I feel like it's not as easy to keep the weight off. I feel like quarantine was a little rough. And, you know, now that I'm working out again, it's like, it's just, it definitely feels a little tougher. I have to say it.
It is. But it's definitely tougher.
But I'm excited for 30. I feel like
30s are going to be the best years
yet.
Yeah, honestly,
I feel like 30s are the best years of your life.
The last 2 years have been the most amazing 2 years of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, granted, I had a rough go at it in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like, the first 5 years of my 20s were just, like, not...
chaos.
They were very chaotic.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, most people experience that in a lifetime, if ever. But like, I got my shit together in my 30s, and not only that, but like, I've had the most fun. I've had the most adventure.
Yeah.
I've had the most success, like the most love, the most, it was just like the most enlightenment. Like, this was just like a really fun time. It's kind of like 20s. You're kind of like finding yourself a little bit, and
totally.
The 30s is more about like discovery and like truly stepping into who you are as a woman.
Totally.
Which has been incredible.
I'd have to totally agree with that.
And I can see how your 20s also were like defining who I am and like really truly becoming the woman that you are now. And like your 30s are going to be fucking epic.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Next level.
Next time we talk to them, I'm going to be 30.
Oh my God. I want to hear how that goes for you.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Hell yeah.
Remember that movie, 13 Going on 30?
Oh my God, 13 Going on 30, of course.
Actually, I should watch that now that I'm going to be 30. That was an epic movie.
Such a good movie.
Yeah. I watched, I was telling you earlier, I watched The Last Song last night with Miley Cyrus and Liam. Oh, such a good movie.
Yeah, I've been doing a couple of those throwback sad movies lately too, like A Walk to Remember.
I guess it was a little sad. Obviously, it was sad at the end. Yeah. But I just love all those little love movies, and it's funny because it was from 2009, which is the year I graduated high school.
No,
yeah, so it's fun to watch like old favorite movies.
I watched back to back Letters to Juliet and Dear John.
Oh, love.
I was like in an Amanda Seyfried.
Dear John.
With Channing Tatum.
I don't remember that. And Amanda?
Amanda Seyfried.
You know what? Don't tell me. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Have to see it.
I know I saw it a while ago, but I don't remember it.
Oh, my God. It's like.
I love her.
Freaking, you end up crying and crying and crying. They're such good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we do our shout outs? Oh, wait. Really quickly. We wanted to tell you guys, we're going to give you until next week to do our podcast because, as you guys know, we film these a little bit early or ahead of time. So we want to give you one more week. So it's actually like a full week to enter just so we can clear that up. So we will definitely be announcing on next week's episode just so everyone has a chance to enter. And why don't we do our daily shout outs?
Weekly shout outs.
Week. All right. This is from the name I'm going to be. I absolutely love this podcast. I recently have been going through a tough time, and every time I listen to you guys, I can finally find an escape. I now look forward to driving just so that I can listen to you guys.
That's cute. I love that. Really cute.
I always find myself laughing and smiling along. I feel like your guys' BFF, which I'm totally open to becoming. I find us having so many similarities and finally having people to connect to. I wish you guys nothing but the best on the rest of your journeys and can't wait to watch / listen along. And congratulations to Amanda for the blessings of a beautiful baby boy. Aww. I wish you well with the rest of your pregnancy. Also wanted to send my condolences to you two about your father. One of the first videos I watched of Carly's, he was in it, and it was so clearly shown how much you two loved him, and he loved you right back. He's definitely still with you guys and always will be. Thank you again for creating this, and I can't wait to listen to more.
Oh, that's so
thank you
sweet.
So much. That was so sweet. This just reminded me of something the other day because me and Anthony were making pancakes the other night.
Yeah.
And I made like the sound that Dad always makes. I was like, yes. And I was just after I made the sound, I just thought of him. Mm-hmm. And the lights in the kitchen started flickering, which they've never done before. Crazy. And Anthony was like, what the fuck? He's like, that was so your dad. Because he's like, you just made that noise. And I was just thinking. And he's like, I just saw your dad standing in the room with us. And I was like, I literally was just thinking of him too. So it was so
That's
cool.
So cool. Yeah. I love that.
I know.
I love like all those little like synchronicities like that. Where it's obviously dad.
100%.
Like 100%.
Totally.
You know. Okay. From Stina Luann. Signs from above. I have certain days that I look forward to episode releases. This one is my Thursday show. Y'all talked about signs that occur after someone passes, and it resonated. Yes. My pawpaw passed away a few months ago. He was in a coma-like state for a couple of days, but the night before he passed, I slept on his side of the bed, and he visited me in my dream. We had breakfast like we used to, spent the day together. It was the best gift he could have given me before leaving. I love both of y'all so much. You're both so positive, funny, and remind me so much of my sister and I. Y'all have a loyal listener all the way from Jefferson, Texas. That's sweet.
That was so sweet. That's so cool. I feel like when loved ones who've passed come to you in your dreams, that's their way of visiting. And
100%.
Yeah, I think that's so beautiful. I believe like dreams have like deeper meaning than we even know.
I think, like, what they say is it's just, like, shit that's, like, in your subconscious, not shit, but, like, stuff that's, like, trapped away in your subconscious brain, your mind, that like kind of comes out when you're sleeping.
That like, but I also feel like people in the afterlife like have ways of like breaking into it and coming into your.
It's like that movie
dreams.
Interstellar.
Yeah. Oh my God. One of my favorite all-time
Such
movies ever.
Such a good freaking movie.
Yeah, that movie. If you guys haven't seen it, highly recommend it.
We should do movie reviews on here one day.
Yeah.
Because we just talked about four different movies. And I don't even think that was intentional.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
That's
okay.
So funny.
Well, it's just about time to hop on the Zoom call with Maddie and Tay.
So excited. I'm going to meet them for the first time.
I know. Let's get going.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Probably know Glossier for their skincare products and for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look. Glossier also creates makeup products, body care products, and fragrance. Glossier believes in the power of self-expression and personal choice in beauty and beyond, so they are always in conversation with their community about the best ingredients, the best techniques, and dream products. The result is products that condense the best of beauty and are inspired by real routines. So I recently tried the Moisturizing Moon Mask. You can guess why I chose to use that one, obviously, because it had the word moon.
Oh.
No, because it had the word moon in it, which...
Is it the moisture?
No, but it leaves your skin feeling so soft and smooth and definitely much glowier in as little as 20 minutes, which is awesome. I love to apply my mask at night when I'm watching TV, and this one just made my skin feel amazing afterwards.
I love a good mask.
It has sweet almond oil, plant-based squalane, and hyaluronic acid, which boosts hydration and smooths fine lines.
So if you know me, then you know that I seriously love a good moisturizer. And I actually tried the Body Hero Daily Perfecting Cream, which enhances your skin with glowy hydration that lasts. Now, being pregnant and all, I have to be really, really, really on top of my skin moisturizing because I don't want to get those stretch marks. So trying this left my skin actually feeling super hydrated and left my belly looking as smooth as butter. So this one had like a nice citrusy smell.
You just sold me on it. I gotta try this.
You have
next.
To try it. It's yeah. so good.
Get skincare plus body care optimized for real life by visiting glossier.com/podcast/related. For a limited time, new customers can get 10% off your first order. This deal expires soon, so act fast. That's glossier.com/podcast/related.
What's up, girls?
Oh my goodness, how are y'all? Y'all look like really professional. I am still in my jammies because it's Friday, which means almost Saturday.
I just showered. I was like, we ate lunch and I was so freezing. So I took a shower and I'm like, do I have to put makeup on? I was like, I'll put a little bit on. But...
I know. See, we roll in minimalist, baby. That's how we roll in. Tay and I are going to a wedding tonight and I'm just like, do I have it in me to do full glam? I don't think I do. So...
You have to mentally prepare yourself for that because
yeah, like, and no one's gonna be looking at me anyway, so why can't I just go a little crusty?
Oh, that's fun. I love weddings.
Oh, you're perfect.
Oh, yeah. I actually like I popped in and checked out the podcast this week, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is so cool! And it's called Related, obviously, because you're related.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, it's been fun. It was like her idea to do this whole thing because obviously, like, I do the whole YouTube thing, and I was like, you know, this is cool because normally, if it's just me and her, we're not doing the Zoom calls, so we're like laying on the couch, no bra, like our robes on,
and
hair on top of the head. Yeah, so it's like such a chill, like different thing, and it's been a lot of fun so far. So
it's been like a passion project because I don't think we've ever really done
anything together.
So it was like, how can we sort of just bond as sisters?
Yeah. And oh, I love that. I know. I do have a little sister, but I like Tay is like my soul sister too. So it's almost like I have a third sister.
Yeah. I don't have any biological sisters, so you're basically as close as it gets. And that would be so fun to do a podcast with you. So I'm sure y'all are just
I'm sure y'all are having a blast.
If we started one, I feel like we just would talk about everything for hours. It would be annoying. People would not want to listen to it.
No, I said the same thing. I said the same thing. And I'm like, I feel like this is going to be boring for people because it's like stuff that we want to talk about. I'm like I just want to catch up with her sometimes. Like, yeah. I didn't see her for like 5 weeks. So when she came back, I was like, all right, let's not talk. Let's just record it. And then I'm like, right. Are people even going to want to listen to it? And you'd be surprised. Like, people really love to hear just like normal, everyday, like girl talk. Like, people
right.
like that, you know? So I think you guys should totally do
you
it.
You should absolutely. It's funny because also someone sent me like a meme or something where they were sitting next
next to a TV screen eating ice cream, but like laughing along with the TV screen. And they're like, hey, this is how I feel like listening to the podcast, because it feels like I'm part of the conversation where it's not like super scripted or anything along those lines.
I love really that. Yes. I like realness and authenticity, like that kind of stuff. That's why I was so excited. You're like, hey, do you want to do this podcast? I'm like, sure, let's do it. Like,
I'm so excited. So for the people that are going to be listening, we met how many years ago? I was trying to think about it. Was it like 7 years ago when we met at the CMAs? Do you remember that?
Yeah, forever ago. And I was like still new to like the YouTube world and like the beauty world. And Tay was like, oh my gosh, you have to check out this girl, Carly. She's on YouTube. Yeah. And girl, let me tell you, my makeup's been looking on point on YouTube. Yeah. I learned all of the like little, like, I feel like I got like the face figured out, but I'm still trying to figure out like the little crease thing. So I just got to keep watching.
My favorite part of your YouTube videos are the quotes that you have. I'm not kidding. Every single quote, I'm like, I feel that. I feel that. It's so good.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like when I first started, I was like in like this kind of like weird place in my life. And all I would do was like read quotes. Like, I think there was a website called like Xanga. Do you guys remember that? It was like a weird site, but it was quotes. So I would just like save all these like people's pages. They would just post different quotes. And then I would go on and I would copy and paste all my favorite ones. So like, it just like helped me so much. So that means a lot that you actually like that.
Hey, I'm a Pinterest person where I'm like, sometimes like I literally was calling Tay earlier. I'm like, I feel so much like anxiousness going, like we're going into the studio next week and stuff. And there's like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so anxious. Like just, you know, so I was like, got on Pinterest and I'm like, oh yeah, it's all good. All those quotes that make me happy.
I know. Just like zen out for a little bit.
Is it your first time going into the studio since COVID?
We actually went in to record our Christmas album, but we're like, we've been writing so many songs like for a new project. And so we're kind of like just going in, and Tay and I are like, we're a little nervous. 'Cause like the second album, like the first album, I mean, they say your first album takes a lifetime to write, you know, you have years and years. And then the second album typically is fast. But for us, we had all these crazy factors happen where like the record company we were with shut down out of nowhere, and we kind of had to start from scratch for the second album. And so it was like 5 years in the making, the second album, and now this third one is like happening so fast. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, you guys just came out with a new album. It was, when was it? Like, we were like looking, we were getting, make sure we had all the facts. April, right? It was April, right?
April.
I keep humming Die from a Broken Heart. Like, I'm getting ready and I'm like, oh my God, we had this thing recording like 20 minutes where I'm like, I need to stop. That's like, yeah. So I'm gonna be like singing their song when they're
Do
on
I
the
sound
video.
Like a creep?
Oh no, I love it. It makes my heart so happy. Like, some person texted, or one of our like friends texted us, and they said they saw some person at the beach. It was like some dude in a big giant truck, like blaring our record. And I'm just like, yes, we're getting everyone.
That's awesome. That's cool. I know, every time I hear it on the radio, I get so excited. I'm like, I know them. I'm so proud of you girls. And I can't believe you both are married now.
It's crazy.
Oh, I know. So like, tell us about that. This all happened before COVID, right?
Like newlyweds, right? Like in the newlywed stage.
Yeah, Tay's the newest.
What's technically newlyweds? Like a year?
Like a year?
I would say like a year.
Yeah.
We're both newlyweds. Maddie got married last November. So you're coming up on a year, which is
my gosh. Wow. That feels weird.
It's so weird. I feel like we were just celebrating your wedding. And then I got married in February, right before everything shut down. Thank goodness.
February what?
February 21st.
Okay. Yay. I'm February 3rd. Me and my husband. I'm just like super wintery. So when you said February, I don't hear many people getting married in February.
But was it in Nashville that you got married? Or was it in Tennessee? So how was the weather like around them? Is it cold down there?
Yeah. It was pretty chilly.
It was cold. Everyone had coats and stuff. It was even cold for my wedding in November. Yeah. But we had a reception or like a cocktail area that had these heaters. And my aunt was like, I'm really grateful that you have these heaters, but I'm sweating up in here. And I'm like, well, just walk outside. You'll be fine. Like,
so funny. Aww.
Well, yeah, you guys got lucky because I have a couple of friends that had to reschedule completely. They have to go like a year out. And I'm like, what if these people don't even want to get married a year? You know, you wait a whole year.
Oh, and
what happened in a year, you know?
Man, oh, yeah, there have been so many, like, breakups that we don't expect. Like, I think Tay actually called it. She said, or Oprah said that the year of 2020 will be the year of clear vision or something.
Yeah.
And I do feel like a lot of people, like, at least Tay and I feel like the most self-aware that I have ever felt, because, like, I had different, like, I had this kind of panic attack thing going on in the beginning of the year, even before COVID, and I kind of had to like dig in and see where that was coming from. And then, like, especially writing music, you have to be aware of where you are emotionally, and then being a wife, like, you know, just those kind of things. And I feel like both, I guess this year, even though there's just so much chaos, I feel like it's brought a lot of clarity to a lot of people, whether that's like breaking things or making things, I don't know, but yeah, you know, there is some clarity to be found.
It's been such a revealing year. I think it's the first time literally in all of history that people have just had the opportunity, if they want to see it as an opportunity, to kind of just like sit with themselves and like explore who am I, right?
Which is kind of scary.
Totally.
It can be.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, oh, I know I'm crazy. Oh, but I'm
crazy. Yeah.
I think it stressed me out the most in the beginning, because I was like, we've been on the road so much since we were 17 years old, and we spent our life just kind of like busy and distracted in a way. And I was like, oh wait, like I gotta really like who I am, and what if I don't, kind of thing. But yeah, it's been a blessing for sure.
Yeah. I remember Tay doing something really cool. She texted me randomly and was like, hey, what three words describe me? And I texted her three words that like came so naturally. And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, okay. And then weeks later, I didn't even know why she did it. She's like, I just wanted to see, like, you know, like what my closest people, like what, how they would describe me, and if I felt that way about myself and those kind of things.
I think I was just struggling, because my identity was so wrapped up in shows without even knowing it. I thought that I had untangled that web, but I hadn't, honestly. And so I was just, without that validation of being on stage, I was like, what am I going to do with my time? Like, what's going to spark the joy that sparked? Because I can't have that anymore, and I just need to like face that. And so I texted the seven people closest to me, and I was like, what three words describe me? Because I needed to be reminded that I was so much more than an artist, you know? And so you said like brave and all that stuff, and I was like, I don't even feel like I'm brave, but it's really cool to, you know, just kind of get that, those shoulders to lean on.
Yeah.
And if you're hearing it from the seven closest people, even if you don't believe it, I feel like it'll open your eyes, right? Yeah. To really like think about it and then realize like what you really are. So that's really
cool. Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah. Were there like common threads? Did you see like repeat words and things like that?
I don't really remember. I still have the list. I should honestly look at it. A lot of people said brave, which did not. I think someone said confident, just stuff that I needed to be like reminded of, which has been, I mean, that was 3 months ago. So I've really leaned in now. I'm like, I don't even care when we go back on the road. No,
yeah. No, it's probably been nice to have just like time at home and just time like to yourself.
Yeah. It is weird. Like Tay, we were talking about this earlier. Like, I mean, going on the road, it's a weird balance. And I commend y'all both, like, having your home kind of be a place that you work in as well, because I am not used to that. I am used to like detaching, like going to the studio, going to a writing session, going on the road, but home has never been a place of work. It's more of like a sanctuary. And so I've been getting like flustered and overwhelmed, because I'm like, you know, this is my little like music room, and I used to come in here and just like relax and listen to records, but now I'm like, oh, I have all this stuff to do, and I just associate it with work. So it's kind of like finding your new like zen place, I guess, whenever. And I'm sure there's so many people that are working from home right now that probably feel that same thing, where it's just like, you know, it's just not a place of rest. It's hard to make it a place of rest when you're working from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. My boyfriend struggled with that a lot when, like, with COVID, because he was working like 9 to 8 every single day, and he always wanted to be like, he loved working. And when we like when COVID first stopped happening, he like quit his job, obviously, because of all of that. And he's opening up his own barbershop now, but he had like, he didn't know what to do with his time. He was going like stir crazy.
Same with that.
Yeah. So it was interesting to see like how someone, like for me, it really wasn't a big change. Like I'm so used to being home. So it wasn't like this crazy, yeah, like life-changing situation. But for him, it was like, it was very interesting to watch him like try to navigate and try to like figure out like a new path, because, you know, most people are so used to being out of the house and doing things all the time. And it kind of just forced you to stay home. And, you know, luckily we still like each other.
If you still like each other, you are on the perfect track. Cause exactly.
Right. If you could survive that, you could survive anything, I think. So. Right?
I'm like, even there's some people that are just like, ugh, whatever Tay and I say this, but like, me and my husband Jonah have had so much fun, and I feel like I can speak for Tay and Josh too. It's like we've actually really enjoyed just like leaning into like what it feels like to be a wife, and like not just like the household, you know, stereotypical things, but just being able to dedicate like time to my husband and being like completely present. Because most of the time we're on the road, it's like when I'm home, I'm exhausted and I have zero energy, and it's like he gets my leftover energy. And now it's like, you know, I get to prioritize way more energy for him. And it's like, it's just so, it's a nice change of pace. I definitely miss being on the road and traveling and all that. But there has been like, there's definitely some positives that have come out of this for sure.
Yeah. Did they give you guys a date on when you can go back out and start touring again? Or is it still kind of up in the air?
It's all just up in the air. I don't know. I feel like when the vaccine comes, it'll be a lot clearer, hopefully.
Yeah,
it's just so funky because it, like, once the numbers get lower, it just spikes again. And then, you know, so it's just, like, I feel like everyone's kind of just in survival mode. And then throw the election on top of it, and it's just like,
I know.
I'm going to go hide in a hole and drink wine for 3 months.
That doesn't sound too bad.
I know. That's kind of, yeah, I think that's what Tay and I are going to do to get through the next couple of months.
I know. I don't blame you. Well, yeah. At least with winter coming, like, I always feel, like, better just staying home and hibernating during the winter. Like, you don't feel so guilty when summer the sun's out and you feel, like, a little guilty. So you guys are allowed. You're allowed. Yeah.
It's like snuggle movie season, mm-hmm, and all. But here's the thing. Most of the time in the winter, I'm like a bear and I get really chunky, and then I skinny down in the summer for touring. But since I kind of got chunky in the summer from quarantine, I had to do the opposite.
I know. I think we all put on a little bit of weight.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was inevitable.
Wait,
you know?
Wait. I think I win.
Yeah.
I think I win.
Yeah, totally.
This thing is bigger and bigger by the day.
Is this your first baby?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how has it been?
How many weeks are you now?
28
weeks.
28 weeks, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Her faces are so cute. I know. So she's been growing a baby. So she has the excuse to be gaining weight.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Girl, when I told my husband, I'm like, when we get pregnant, I'm going to milk the crap out of that whole thing. Okay. I'm going to need foot rubs every night. I'm going to be eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm going to be so bad. And then I'm going to be like, oh my God, I gained 80 pounds. How did that happen?
Yeah.
I refuse to look at the scale though. As long as the doctor says I'm healthy, I'm like turning backwards on the scale.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
I think that's like the best thing you could ever do. Honestly,
here's the thing. So whenever I gained, like, I obviously knew I gained like, you know, like 8 or 10 pounds, and Tay and I both are pretty short. I'm 5'2" and she's 5'3". So like when you're petite like that, you see, like, I can see, you know, even 7 or 8 pounds on my body because I'm just so petite. Yeah. And so, but the weird thing is I've been like going to the gym and being good, and like I see a difference in my body, but the number's not going down. So hopefully anyone that's listening will not be discouraged. Like,
yeah,
no matter where you are in your like body journey, you know, wherever that is, like, do not stare at that scale because oh my gosh, yeah. And I'm just like, okay, well, the number's not going down, but I feel good. So
yeah. Like, I always feel the same way, but it's like you have to take into consideration that muscle weighs more than fats. Like, you're gaining muscle.
Yeah.
So it's hard not to look at the scale. I'm the type 2 where I'm like, I'll go a couple days in a row and I'm like, what the hell is going on? But then I'm like, all right, I need to like give myself a break and I'll go like a couple weeks. Cause it's like, as long as you feel good, that's what matters. Like, I'm the same. I'm 5'2" also. So I get it. Like, right. You gain like 3 pounds. You're like, you could see it.
Oh my God. It's like,
yeah. Oh, baby. Yeah. So yeah. I get it. But yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, did I eat too many burritos or am I pregnant? I don't know. It's
like, luckily this time I was pregnant, but usually it's the burritos.
Yeah, so you had it's technically a quarantine baby.
It is a quarantine,
right?
I have a random, since you're pregnant and you don't have to share this at all, but my sister-in-law makes me laugh with how she figures out that she's pregnant. She has two babies and the same thing happened. She was craving red meat and she hates meat. She does not eat steak. She doesn't eat anything. She like only eats like chicken. And she was craving red meat and like the first time. Then she's like, maybe I'm pregnant. She's pregnant. And then the second go around, she was pregnant again. And she knew because she was craving red meat. So is there something where you were like, I feel something feels weird, or like you were craving something weird?
So I hate seltzer. Like, I just don't like flavored seltzer waters or anything. The bubbles, like, they bother me. And all of a sudden, like, when I first got pregnant, I was, like, taking sips of my husband's seltzer. And, like, now I drink them all the time, which is odd because it's something I naturally, like, I'm repulsed by. And
wow. Mm-hmm.
But was there anything that, like, made you, like, did you just, like, feel like you were pregnant? Or did you, I think because you guys were trying a little bit, where you just kind of, like,
so I was like a day or two late, and then I'm like, let's test it out.
Yeah.
But it came back negative. So I was like, right away, the first one came back negative. It was like within the first 3 days, and then like a week later, it came back positive. And I don't think there was anything that like indicated to me other than just like being late. As I started to explore different cravings and things, like peanut butter and jelly, which is something I never have. And like seltzer, yeah, and that was just like the only things. Nothing crazy.
Man, Tay, she is the queen of eating stinky snacks. I don't even want to know what she's gonna eat.
I would say it's a spiritual gift.
Yeah.
It's like a stinky snack.
Like, it's not even that I'm trying to find stinky snacks. It's just what my taste buds are craving. Yeah. Whenever I'm on an airplane, like, give me the pork rinds. Give me the
That's wrong. That is wrong.
I'll even tuna.
Tuna?
Yeah. No, you are so wrong. I love you, but you're wrong for that.
As soon as I'm flying, it's like, give me the stinkiest thing possible.
Oh, no. Like, we did, like, a little road trip to one, to a show. We just didn't feel like doing the road thing, like getting on the bus. We just like, oh, we're an hour away. Let's just road trip and listen to music and go together. And do we go to the gas station, get snacks? And I look in the bag, I'm like, oh, what the hell? She got beef jerky and pork rinds.
It was a giant fart smell. She's like, poof.
I was just like, I don't know if Tay's farting or if it's her snacks or combo. I don't know.
But
I do really think Carly and Tay, there's like some spirit sister animal thing going on between y'all.
Totally.
Because between the cats and the stinky snacks.
Wait, you have cats, Tay?
I have three.
Oh, cat lady. I love it.
They're my angels. Your cats are so cute, though.
Thank you. I'm so obsessed with them. Like, I would seriously get five more. I mean, I know five's enough. I know, Maddie, look at her face.
I'm like, oh, girl, no.
I think I would go one more.
I feel like it's so weird. We were talking to someone last week and they were like, what's the deal with like, once you get one cat, like, why do you end up with like so many? Seven. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess it just kind of happens that way. Like you just, one's never enough.
And they're so low maintenance. Like my dog, like we have a dog and we're always like, let's get another dog. But they're not as like low maintenance as cats. I'm highly allergic, so I can't have any, even though I love Tay's cats. Like I will literally like, I was playing with them when I was over there and then I was like, I love you, but I'm going to sneeze. So I have to go. But
that's why I'm with dogs, which is so sad.
Oh, dang. There are some dogs that irritate my allergies, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So random.
I have all the animals. I would like, even though I have five, like, people that come here don't even know I have any because they're either like sleeping somewhere or like, and I make sure I keep everything super clean. So that's why I say like I could have five more just because they're all over the place. And it's so true about the low maintenance. Like when you need to travel or leave, like they're fine. And I feel like you need at least two because then you don't feel guilty leaving them, right? Like you have two, my mom has two.
You don't have to potty train them like you do
it's
dogs.
So
like
crazy.
You literally put them in the litter box and you're like, hey, this is where you have
And they just know.
It's like they just go there every time.
Yeah. My one cat keeps peeing on my couch. I had to have the guy come and clean it again today. And he does it in front of me. So I never knew who it was. And I watched my, I have like security cameras. So I watched it back. I sat there for 8 hours watching through the whole day. Cause I'm like, I'm finding out who this is. I always unfortunately blamed Bowie. He's not here.
Oh,
so he's the one I found outside. So I just assumed that it was him because I have like two Persians who are like these little fancy little fluffy things. And then Bowie, who I found outside, who's an angel, and then two Scottish Folds. So terrible me just assumed that it was the feral outdoor cat that was the one peeing everywhere. So after I watched like hours and hours of footage, I found out it was Bear, which is like the white fluffy Persian one. And he does it all the time. If we go away, he pees on my bed, but he did it last week.
You get mad.
Yeah. And I got up to go to the bathroom yesterday. I come back and he's peeing right in my spot where I sit on the couch. He's like looking at me like, I'm like, mother effer. So, and we're having family over this weekend, so I had to have the guy come back again. He came back last week and now again this week to clean.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you have to tell your suitcase story because I die. I
just,
oh, my God.
Well, I also had a cat that she, I took her to the vet because I thought something was wrong with her because she kept peeing and she would dead make eye contact with me, just like exact same thing. And I was like, right. What the heck? So I took her to the vet once, learned that there's nothing wrong with her. She's just a terror. But they peed in mostly all of my suitcases. I have to get a new one every 6 months. But I remember there's this one trip that I packed really quick for. Mm-hmm. And then I left my suitcase open for the night. Never have done that again. And they peed in my suitcase. And I woke up the next morning, zipped it up real quick. Made it all the way. We had like a week full of shows. Like get to the hotel room. Like I need to start getting ready. Pronto. And I just open it up and it's just like the biggest whiff of the cat pee. And I was like, no. So I had to find a dry cleaner.
What did you do?
I had to find a dry cleaners and ask them if they could wash my clothes in like 4 hours. And it worked.
I think Tay ended up wearing, because I always bring a backup outfit for me or for Tay. For some reason I have like this like anxiety that
I always underpack. Yeah,
I always overpack. And I think maybe you ended up wearing something of mine and then changed because it made it time, something like that. I don't know. But it was a story to remember. And we went
and
to
that this, smell like, is like pungent. I've thrown out so many things. Like I know how to get it out of, like if I put it in the wash, like I know how to get it out now. But like certain things I just throw away because it's just like one of the most awful smells in the world. So I can relate. I mean, other than that, and it's just the one, like other than that, like they're amazing, but that's just like one thing that just like
irks. I know.
He like looked at me and he was like, and I'm like, just what? I was sitting with you all day. Like I'm home all the time. So it's not even like he has like separation anxiety. And I also brought him to the vet and nothing's wrong with him either. I have four litter boxes. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but
they're just ornery. My dog can get kind of sassy too sometimes. Yeah. Where I'm just like, girl, you done lost your mind. You better back it up. She keeps like every time I try to just like work, she just busts open a door. And I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to hang out or like do something. And like my husband's home too. I'm like, why don't you just go bother him? But
the door's shut. They don't like the door being shut. They want to be.
Yeah. They're like, bar. What's going on in there that I'm not a part of? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, they're the best though. So do you guys like plan on having kids anytime soon? Or is this something you want to wait for? I know you guys are so young, but.
Yeah, I mean, me and my husband definitely talk about it. We, me and Tay, like both of our like biggest dreams in life are to be moms. Like that's just like number one. And then like the other big dream is getting to do what we do for a living. But I kind of, for me and my husband and Tay, I want to hear from you too, but we kind of want to just like enjoy our marriage for a couple years. But I mean, we've been together for 10 years this year. Oh, wow. So it's like, we've had a lot of time to go do fun things and all that. But like, we just want to kind of enjoy being married for a couple of years, but I don't know. Now it's like, I kind of do have baby fever a little, not like now, but soon.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Tater, what do you think?
I'm in the same boat. My second niece did give me massive baby fever, but it lasted for a day. We just want to travel, I think. And then when I don't really want to set a time on it, but I think when we feel like we've done the traveling, then we will.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I mean, I feel like you can still travel with kids, but there's some of those like big trips, like Greece. I've always wanted to go there and it's like, I can't really happen with a baby, and it can't happen with COVID. So there's a lot of factors going on. So what are there some things that y'all had to rearrange because of COVID? Like,
yeah,
I mean, I know for our world, the touring industry is just hurting so bad and like, you know, that, but we've still been able to manage a little bit. Has there anything been in y'all's world that's been?
A lot of trips, like for fun trips on my end, but yeah, a lot of like things that I'm working on have been pushed back. You know, a lot of things were shut down and, you know, so it was a little slow on that end, but it was actually kind of good for me and my business because I feel like since more people were home, more people were kind of like on the internet. So it kind of wasn't a huge like impact for my type of work, so to say.
Yeah, so it's like you built this and perfect time to be doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So it was kind of, you know, the only thing that was like bothering me, I was like, everyone's off of work and here I am, I still got to work. So I got a little lazy for a while because I'm like, I just want a little time off also, even though, you know, I do what I do. But so I took a little bit of time off and, you know, like I said, with like stuff got pushed back, but everything's kind of back in motion, which is nice. So it feels good to like be back at it because, you know, it gets scary. It's like, well, what if like this goes on for like so much longer? Like, what am I going to do? Like, what if I can't put out products? Like, you know, so it was a little scary for a while, but I think everything's slowly becoming a little bit more.
My whole life turned upside down. Honestly, I was living in New York City, like heart of Manhattan. Me and my husband built our life there. And then I found out I was pregnant. So like being in New York and like the height of COVID, like all the protests happening, we started freaking out. So we moved from our, like the apartment, like our dream apartment, back to my mom's upstairs while we're like trying to find a house in New Jersey because we were nervous. Yeah. Like it's just wasn't like a really good climate to be having a child in Manhattan.
And you guys didn't even have like a balcony. So they were on like the 40th floor, like stuck inside. And like, you don't want to be out on the street during COVID.
Yeah.
Must have felt like cooped up, right?
It was hard. And on top of that, because my husband was going into an office every day, he was like mandated home. So we have this, like, it's not like we have had a big house where we can separate. Right. We didn't have two offices. So it was like, we were on top of each other.
Yeah.
He was fancy. Yeah. So that was like the first really big change. Well, actually coming pregnant was the first really big change. And then moving. And now like we have a house in the works, but like moving back with mom after like being out of mom's house for 8 years.
Girl, I cannot imagine, because even whenever we go home, like we went, like when it first hit, I was just like feeling so homesick. I was like, I just want to go home. Like, I guess whenever it got really creepy, it's like, you just want to be with your family, but it's like, you know, are we going to drive 12 hours, you know, all that stuff. So, but we ended up going home and we stayed for like 2 weeks and I was like, oh my gosh, I lived here for most of my life. That's weird. Isn't it weird? Like whenever you're like an adult and you go back home and, but sometimes it's nice. Like whenever your mama's or like your dad's just comforting you or like makes the perfect meal or, you know, just those kind of things where you get to kind of be a kid for a second. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's nice being home, but I also feel like there's like you
space.
I created my own space, my own habits, my routine. So it's kind of like going back after that independence is a little bit difficult, but it's nice to be able to spend that time with her. Now, like my husband and my mom get to have like that like closer relationship, which is nice.
Totally.
But like, I mean, for my business too, like things actually were better for my business because of like, I have an online business also. And like most people were home and they were like exploring themselves and, you know, wanting to kind of expand their own growth.
Right, do something
stuff.
From home, right? Exactly. Which is exactly what you were doing. It kind of was perfect.
So in that sense, it was really good, but
Do you guys feel like you were able to write so much more music by being home and being kind of stuck?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
I write our songs in a notebook. For some reason I can't, most of the time writers will do it on the laptop just because it's easier. You can like send in the lyrics to your publisher and blah, blah, blah. But I've been writing in a notebook. Y'all, we filled up this whole notebook in like how many months, T? Like since March?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I guess 8 months. I have like that whole notebook is about to be done of songs because we've just been writing so much. Honestly, I'm starting to have writer's block. I'm like, oh my gosh.
What else did you write about? You probably did everything.
Yes, exactly.
Aww.
Our entire next record will basically yeah, have been written in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all through Zoom. It's this kind of stuff, which is fun, but I sing harmonies. So I'm like, you can't sing harmonies because it's delayed. And so sometimes I'll just mute myself and just sing to myself and then just to get the creativity. But it's fun. I mean, at least we get to have that outlet. In the beginning, I think like the first month, everyone kind of took it as a vacay. So no one really worked, but I was like, we're going to have to write or do something to
get
the wheels going.
Oh yeah. I was getting a little bored where I'm like, I have nothing to do. I'm just like, oh my. And you know, going like, you know, for us, I feel like all four of us are probably this way where you're just going 90 to nothing constantly. And like, maybe you have a day off here, maybe you have a day off there and you recharge pretty quickly and just keep moving. That's how we've operated for, you know, like probably 6-7 years now.
Yep.
And it's like, it's weird that just comes to a screeching halt. But there has been like nice things I've learned. Y'all, I've gotten so hippy dippy during this quarantine. I've learned all about grounding. You know?
That's nice.
Okay, I'm so into it. I was having like a teeny bit of anxiety today. And so like I talked to Tay and she talked me off the ledge. And then I went outside and I put my feet in the grass. And I was like, you know what? Everyone can make fun of me because I'm all about like the Zen and like, I'm not great at meditating, but like my forms of meditation and like grounding and all this hippy dippy stuff. I've been so into it lately. I love it.
That's amazing. It really helps. If you're looking for a good meditation app, it's called Relax and Sleep Well.
Okay.
The guy, his name is Glenn Harold. He has like a British accent. He has like the most amazing voice.
Ooh, yeah.
I used to listen to it every single night before bed. And I think after like 3 months of listening to it, that's when I ended up starting my YouTube channel. So like, I swear he changed my life. It's like, he has a million different ones you can do like literally for anything, like to quit smoking, to have like stage fright. Like there's every different topic. So you guys should check it out. It makes it a little bit easier to like learn how to meditate properly, but it helps. Yeah. And I believe in all that. I know you too. Like we believe in all that stuff 100%. Also. It definitely helps.
I think the brain is so freaking powerful. Like even like I had this, oddly enough, we were in New York and like the one city that you probably don't want to be having panic attacks in, but I had this weird episode where like for 2 weeks I like couldn't breathe and I couldn't eat and like I'd never had like panic disorder before, but it just, I don't know if I was like sensing that there was some weird stuff about to happen. I don't know. Again, very hippy dippy and weird. But after that experience and once I like kind of got it under control and like everything, I just was like, man, the brain is so powerful. And like, we do all these things to like help our body and like, you know, put all this effort into our jobs and all this stuff, but rarely do we stop and be like, how is my mind? Like, how is my heart? How is my mind? What's going on? Like all of those things. And so now I feel like Tay and I both, I feel like we're just a lot more aware of what's going on with us rather than like being so busy that you just don't know what's going on. And I still don't even know what causes panic attacks. I was just being weird. I don't know.
I know. It's a scary thing. Cause I don't think people really know where it stems from.
No.
It's terrifying.
Oh. I think the awareness though is like that key too. I'm like obsessed with the brain also. I mean, that's what I do for a living. I'm an NLP coach. I don't know if you ever heard of NLP, but oh my God, it's just the coolest thing ever. Just Google like neuro-linguistic programming and it essentially allows you to just kind of just change the way that your mind's programmed to see the world in a different way.
Whoa.
It's so freaking cool.
Do you have anything you could send to them?
Yeah, I can send you guys a bunch of stuff to take a look at.
It's the
most interesting
stuff. It's so interesting. And when I first got into it, I'm like, is this stuff like voodoo?
Right?
It felt like voodoo because it was like, poof, things were like just magically like different because of the way we like see things and the way we talk about the world that we're living in and like how our words shape our reality and how our words shape the way that we think. And oh my God, it's just amazing. So,
That is Tay's alley. That is her thing and mine.
Have you ever read the book by Jim Quick, The Upgrade Your Brain?
No, I haven't. What is it called?
It's called Upgrade Your Brain by Jim Quick. I just started it. I'm like a chapter or two in, but I think it's called Limitless. Sorry, I'm looking at it on my nightstand. Limitless by Jim Quick. Limitless. It's really good though. It's about like, you know how when you like, Maddie, you were talking about Cammy doing this, but like when you read something and then you finish and you're like, what the heck did I just read? And it kind of just like teaches you to upgrade your brain so that you have better memory and positivity like that. It's pretty crazy.
I love that.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm into all of that hippy dippy stuff. I'm just like, but then also there is a part, like Tay and I have talked about this, and actually the album, like there's been, we called it The Way It Feels, because that, like, we really leaned into like feeling what you're feeling and not denying yourself of like sadness or anger or heartache or like whatever it is you're going through. But sometimes it's so hard to like try to be like the positive, you know, like being positive and like uplifting others. And like, that's something that we love to do with our music and like, you know, with our platform, that's super important. And there's some days that just suck. And it's like, you know, what do you do on those days? And so Tay and I both were like, you know what? We're just going to lean in. Like, yeah, it is what it is. Tomorrow's going to be a new day. But just like, you know, trying to like find that balance of like being positive and having a gracious mindset. But then also sometimes it's like, you know, I just need 5 glasses of wine and to go to bed.
It's like accepting the fact that you're a freaking human and
some days are going to be bad.
Exactly. Yeah. You know,
well, and I wonder,
Netflix and chill, and other days you want to like take on the whole freaking world.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think this is weird. I feel like I'm just now realizing that, but we've kind of been like, not robots, but we've just been like freaking workhorses for so many years that resting was very unnatural. Like for me, it was like, I don't know how to rest. How do I rest? Like, truthfully. And like, I feel like Tay was always really good at like being intentional with her like resting time for her mind and her heart and like work.
I need it. I'm a hard introvert. That's why. You're an extrovert, so you don't need it as much.
Yeah. Yeah. Carly, are you the extrovert and Amanda's the introvert, or what do you think? Are both introverted?
I'm very introverted. Like, I need my alone time.
Yeah. I think I'm more of an introvert, actually. Like, I do my YouTube, I do that, but like, honestly, like, I'm home alone all the time. Like, I don't really love to leave my house much. Like,
yeah,
I think I'm a little bit of both, depending on like if I have to kind of turn it on type of thing for like an event or something like that. And I'm sure you guys can totally relate to that.
Yeah,
like a show or something like that. Of course, you have to go out with all this energy, but I mean, I'm most happy at home, like just with my cats, like watching TV and just.
I know. I think quarantine's making me more of an introvert because I've noticed, like, I don't know. It's terrible because people are like, hey, do you want to do this? And it's like, if it's not like my immediate, if it's not Tay and her husband or my friend Joy or like maybe one other friend, I'm like, I have work. Like, I just, right. You know, it's just like, man, I really like having to keep up with a ton of people sometimes. It's just like, ugh.
It's exhausting. Like, and I feel like the older you get, like, I feel like the smaller your friend group gets, and like, I'm so okay with it. You know, I'm so okay with saying no. I used to just say yes all the time to everything, and I would be like unhappy, and I would still do it. Now I'm just like more comfortable just saying no.
Yeah.
I want to do like what's going to make like me happy, you know? So I think that's something important too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boundaries. Amanda taught me all about boundaries. I'm like, I have none.
I love that word. I'm reading this book. I it's so real, and it makes me so emotional, like, every chapter, because I struggle with boundaries so bad. But, like, the book that I'm reading about it, oh, my gosh. I've been so, like, everyone's like, Maddie, shut up about the boundaries. Because I'm like, you just need to set a boundary. And they're like, calm down with the boundaries.
What is the name of the book?
It's called Boundaries.
All right, so I don't have to even write that one down. But I love reading all those self-help books. They really, like, they changed my life. Have you guys heard of The Untethered Soul?
Yes.
I haven't read it, though.
You read it?
Just read it. It's amazing.
Honest, life-changing, right?
Life-changing, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that was, like, one of the first books that, like, really, like, opened up my mind to, like, this whole different world. And I feel like I've reread it like 3 times, and I will keep rereading it because it's like some things like you should read right away, you know.
Guys, I'm really sad that we live so far because I feel like we would have the best girls' nights. You know what I mean? Oh,
we need a girls' night. When it's over, like, we'll visit you, or you guys 100%. Come up to Jersey. I have 2 spare bedrooms, so you guys are
more. Yes. I'm like, I just want to come and hang out with y'all in that beautiful closet and drink wine and chat.
Yeah, you could try on whatever you want. I got makeup here for you, dresses, whatever you need.
Well, I have big old feet. I don't know if my
I'm an 8, so I feel like I have kind of big feet.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I think because they're flat, I have really flat feet. So they look like bigger.
I have flat feet, too. What size are you? Well, you're smaller than me.
I'm like, no, I'm an 8'2". And I'm
okay. I know for us, our height though, I always felt like that was big feet, but it is. I also do have flat feet. So if I had an arch like normal people, I'd be a 7. And I told you.
For sure. Me too. And I'm like, you know what? God was up there like, I'm going to make this girl real tiny with some big ass feet. Like,
I totally get it. I got you. I know. So you can try on any of my shoes. Whatever you want. I know you're far, but
oh my gosh, yeah. If y'all ever come to Nashville, whenever everything's like, we will be your girls. We'll take you to the yummy places. And
well, now I have your number, so I'll be texting you for sure.
Yeah, just hey, we just need to have a self help book group chat. That's what we need to do, and like put Amanda in there.
Yeah,
and
we can- yeah, that would be awesome.
So much, aww.
Thank you guys so much for coming on today. It means a lot, and awesome. It was nice to catch up. It's been a while.
I know. Hey, anytime. This was so fun. I'm going to go check out that stuff that you were talking about. What is it called again?
NLP.
NLP. Okay. I feel like that's so up our alley.
Yeah. And if you guys want, like if she has any, like she does like workshops and stuff. So maybe we could send over some stuff for you if you're interested.
Yeah. I definitely.
It would be awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm always like anything to expand the brain and like out of my comfort zone emotionally, all that good stuff.
Well, you have the time right now, right? We have the time.
We're all going to be like some very emotionally aware women out of this, like once coronavirus is over, it's going to be like, ooh, I know everything going on in my brain.
Amen, girl. Amen. Well, enjoy your wedding tonight. I hope so to see some pictures. I know you guys are going to look beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's definitely going to be like masked and everything like that, but it'll still be really fun.
Yeah. So. Put some extra setting powder like around here for the,
really?
So it helps with the mask so it doesn't like come off. Put a little extra and then put your mask on and it'll help your makeup stay a little better.
And okay, another thing. Do y'all know a lipstick tip with the mask thing?
Yeah, just don't I hate that too.
Liquid lipstick.
Okay.
Eyes. I mean, not that I've even tried that because I haven't even worn makeup personally, but that's like really annoying. So I would do even like a lip liner and then color in your lips with the lip liner so it doesn't warm up as quickly. Obviously, stay away from the lip gloss. And then in your bag. So like if you're, you know, when you're sitting and you could just kind of like reapply it a little bit.
Right. But, right.
Yeah. That's hard. I'm so over this mask thing. I can't wait till it's all over. 2021 is going to be a better year. And
I know it. Well, at least we'll have more Maddie and Tay music. Cause I'm excited about that.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to hear everything, girls.
Oh, y'all are awesome.
You want to tell all the listeners when your Christmas album comes out? Does it launch Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Hater, take it away, girl.
October 23rd, our Christmas album, We Need Christmas, is coming out. We wrote 2 of the 6 songs, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know I'll be buying it. So.
Yeah.
Hey, you go, girl. So excited. Yes.
Such a perfect
Well, day. Happy weekend. Happy weekend.
You too. Enjoy.
Cheers to and that.
I'll talk to you girls soon, okay?
Yes. Love y'all.
Love you guys. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
That was so fun.
They are literally angels. Are they not the cutest?
They're the cutest little southern dolls on the planet.
I love them. So, Maddie and Tay, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
We
girls.
Had the best
I know.
Time.
I wanted to keep going. Like, I feel like we could have talked to them for hours.
I think that we were the same humans. We were,
well, there's
a lot of stuff in common.
Totally.
We'll definitely be down there in Nashville visiting them.
I know. We have a lot of people to visit while we're down in Nashville.
I know. You have to be
let's just move there. Honestly, I feel like we belong there.
We kind of do.
Yeah. But definitely go check out their new Christmas album that's launching.
October 23rd.
Oh, Brett's she remembered
birthday.
The exact date.
Well, it's Brett's birthday.
True. Yes. I can't wait to listen to it, too. Their voices are, like, perfect. I can't wait to hear it. So I think that is it for today's episode. I think we're going to end with a quote like we always do. We hope you guys enjoyed and
be sure to enter our giveaway.
Right. You have until next Thursday.
Yes.
Well, really until next Tuesday, because usually we film these on Tuesday. So you have till Tuesday. So make sure you guys get your
pot on.
No, you make sure you get your giveaway entry in. That's what I meant.
Yes.
All right, let's find a good quote.
Get it in.
Make sure you get it in.
Get it in.
Beauty isn't about having a pretty face.
It's about having a pretty mind, a pretty heart, and
a pretty soul. Amen to that.
That's so good.
I'll cheers to that. I'll cheers our microphones to that.
Ready?
All right, guys. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
Yes. Kisses and hugs and all the love.
All the love in the entire world. And I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Have the best weekend ever.
Bye.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.